praise. Devil, we serve you. Notice that no weapon formed against us will prosper. Father, we put on the garments of praise, and we take off the garment of heaviness. Oh, come on now. We'll say it again. We take off the spirit of heaviness, and we put on the garment of praise. The Bible says, God inhabiteth the praise of his people. Psalms 22. Inhabiteth, that means that he's married to, he's in covenant with your praise. Come on, I'm trying to get something to you. See, when you understand the weaponry or the weapons that you have, come on now, then you can begin to activate this power in your life. The Bible says, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Then it says in that same chapter, John chapter 1, verse 12, it says, to as many as received him, the Word, he gave to them the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Come on now. Do you believe on the name of Jesus, the name of Yahshua? Come on now. Yahshua HaMashiach, the Messiah. Woo, my God, my God. The Messiah. Ha, glory. Woo, glory, 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 glory. Come on now. Somebody just begin to magnify the Lord. Come on. Begin to magnify the Lord. He's worthy. Come on now. Come on now. You are in a fresh new season. You're in your season where God is going to begin. Listen, he's already come down to deliver you. High glory, but you need to know where he is in your life. Oh, come on now. You need to know where his Moadim, his divine appointment, meeting, place. Come on now. Come on now. We are in the season. Come on now. Let me just put it up in here. We are in the season of the set time. We are in a Moadim, okay? It's called the Feast of the Lord. And we're getting prepared for the first fall feast, which is the Feast of Passover. Glory. Come on now. You ain't ready. Somebody just said, well, what is the Feast of Passover? Didn't we just have Easter? Easter, okay, is a pagan holiday, even though ministries and churches celebrate it. But that was a man's tradition that if you read the Bible, where does it say that we're going to have Easter? Okay, I'm not going to mess with you. But the Bible says that he did come down and say, look, three times in the year shall all mankind come into my presence at the time of the feast, or in the Hebrew, it's called the Moad or the Moadim, okay? It's this divine appointment. It's appointed time, the set time of God. And this is why the Bible says, with all your getting, get understanding. Hopefully you shared the broadcast. Come on now, let's go to the Word. Father, less of me, more of you, none of me, all of you. Father, think through my mind and speak through my vocal cords that none of your word would fall to the ground, and we'll be ever so careful to give you all the glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' mighty name. And everyone said, amen and amen. Listen, my name is Pastor and Prophet Michael Bryan of Restored Ministries International. I want to welcome to the early morning daily bread with me. And I want you to understand that our mission, our purpose, and our ministry is to restore, renew, and refresh you, the sons of God, with the word of God. Now, what you hear this morning is not going to be my opinion, but it shall be the word. As the Bible says, in the beginning was the word, okay? This is how you're going to defeat the enemy. The Bible says that we overcome the enemy by the blood of the Lamb and by the words of our testimony. Now listen, you need a word. you need to have you need to have your gospel ready to preach. Oh, come on, oh, come on now. Glory. But let's go here. Amen. So we're talking about the feast of the Lord. These are God's set times, okay? These are God's time. Okay, and we're gonna go here. And like I said, we're gonna be celebrating the Passover feast. April 28th, we'll be doing a partial Passover Seder on April 28th, Sunday morning, doing our Hour of Power, Sunday morning, 7:30. So listen, here it is right here. You can take a look at it. Amen and amen. I just want you to see it. That's what we're going to be doing. So that way you don't miss it, okay? Amen and amen. So listen, let's go to the word, okay? So listen, so we're talking about the feast of the Lord. The feast just means a celebration, okay? It's a celebration, and what we're going to find out is God commanded us to come meet him 3 times in the year, okay? Okay, so 3 times in the year shall all mankind, well, let's just go here. Okay, first of all, I'm just going to type these scriptures in here. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, Psalms 102, and for today's sake, we're going to use Exodus chapter 12, okay? I'm just typing this in for Instagram, amen. Our glory. Amen. So let's go to Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and look at what it says. It says, verse 1 and 2, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. A time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, and a time to pluck up that which has been or that which is planted. Good morning, Missy Peace. So listen, when you understand that, first of all, to everything there is a season and a time. The times and seasons of God are dictated by his purpose. Come on now. Amen. Be careful, Sister Missy. Okay, so the times and seasons of God are dictated or governed by his purpose. Okay? So, and everything is based on seed time and harvest. Look at it. A time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, and a time to pluck up that which is planted. That is seed time and harvest, Genesis 8:22. While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest shall not cease. Okay? So there's a time and a season, okay? Feast of the Lord, okay? Don't worry, we're going here. Psalms 102, verse 12 and 13. But it says, but you, O Lord, shall endure forever, and your remembrance is unto all generations, with an S, and underline all and generations. You shall arise. This word arise in the Hebrew means to come on the scene. You shall come on the scene and have mercy upon Zion. So everything in God's kingdom is first spiritual, then it manifests in the natural, okay? So when you understand that the first thing that he releases is mercy. Mercy means, it doesn't mean that there won't be any consequence, but it means that he has mercy, that you're not going to get what you quote unquote deserve, okay? But it says, you shall arise, come on the scene and have mercy upon Zion. Zion represents the body of Christ. For the time, here we go, to favor, okay? Now, let's take a look at this right now because you need to get this understanding. This word favor, let me see here. Let me see if I can just find my little. Here we go. The word favor means his divine presence and influence on your life. So the time for him, okay, you shall arise and have mercy upon Zion for the time for your divine presence and influence on our lives is come. Yes, the set time. This word, this very set time is a Hebrew word, moad or moadim, which means appointed time, meeting, and place, okay? So, how great. So now let's put it all together. You shall come on the scene and have mercy upon us, upon me, for the time of your divine presence and influence on my life has come. Yes, the appointed time, the set time is present tense, come. Come on now, someone type, I receive it, it is so. Come on now. Hey, glory. Come on now, we're going to get this. You're going to, look, I'm just sharing. Listen, I'm just reading the word, okay, because I want you to get this. Come on, come on, we only got a few more minutes. I want you to get this right now, okay? And what you got to understand that this is the time and season, okay, where the Father, okay, an appointed time, a set time is a time that God designated and already implemented in the spirit and the earth. Man didn't have anything to do with it, okay? Oh, see, oh, come on now, yeah, woo, okay. Now, before we go to Exodus chapter 12, we're gonna go to Exodus 3, so that way you get the understanding. And it says, Exodus chapter 3, look at what it says. It says, and the angel of the Lord appeared unto Moses, unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of the bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned, but was not consumed. And Moses said, I will now turn aside to see this great sight, why the bush is not burnt. And when the Lord saw that he turned to see, God called. When the Lord saw that he turned to see God, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush. And Moses said, here I am. And God says, draw not hither, for the take off your shoes from thy feet, for the place where you stand is holy ground. Here's how we know it just wasn't an angel of the Lord, because it says that when the Lord saw, okay, it went from angel of the Lord to, and the Lord saw, okay, and the ground had now become holy. The only way ground can become holy if God is standing on it. Okay, oh, see. Woo! And it says in verse 7, and the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt, and have heard their cry by the reason of the taskmaster, and I know their sorrows. And I am come down. Here's the key. I am come down. Okay, I'm going to say it again. I am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, and to bring them out of that land to a land, a large land, a good land that flows with milk and honey. Okay, so that's the key. That's the key. The Lord has come down personally to deliver you. This is the Father that we're talking about. This is the Father that we're talking about. Okay, now let's check something out. Now let's go to Exodus chapter 12. Okay. Okay, here we go. This month, okay, it says in verse 1, and the Lord spoke unto Moses and said, and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, this month shall be to you the beginning of months, and it shall be the first month of the year to you. So God is setting his calendar. This is why we have to look at the calendar, the times and season. To everything, there is a time and a season. This shall be the beginning of months. This is how you're going to understand how to speak to the congregation, say unto them, the 10th day of this month, you shall, every man shall take a lamb according to the size of their house. And if the household be too little, he can share it with his neighbor. Okay? Your lamb will be without blemish. It shall be a male lamb of 1 year old, and you shall take it out from the sheep or from the goats. And you shall keep it until the 14th day. And you shall kill it in the evening. You shall take the blood and strike it on the doorpost. This is how. Okay, why? Because it says in verse 12, for I will pass through the land, and I will smite the firstborn in the land, both man and beast. and the blood shall be for you a token upon your houses. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you. Here's where the phrase pass over. I will pass over you. Oh my God. And the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. And in verse 14, and this day shall be unto you a memorial, and you shall keep it a feast to the Lord throughout your generations, and you shall keep it a feast by commandment forever. So this is a time, this is an appointed time. This is a time and season that when you bring your offering, when you sow your seed in this time, this is why you need to be a consistent, diligent seed time and harvest sower. Come on now. When you sow your seed into this time, then you are going to activate this favor of the Lord in your life. The favor, his divine presence and influence upon your life to prosper and be successful. That is God's way, his kingdom, his way of doing things. Come on now. Ah, glory. Well, listen. How do we do this? Well, you sow your seed, okay, whether it's your new beginning seed, which is the 8888, or the 18888. This is your new beginning seed. Amen. Or you can sow the 2024 seed, which is the $224. Or the $2,024. Hold on here. Let me make sure I type this right. Amen. So, this is how you do it. This is what you do, okay? Once again, the new beginning seed, I'm just typing this in for Instagram, which is the 8888 or the 18888, or you can do the 2024 seed of $224 or $2,024, so on. And you can get that into the ground and you can activate the harvest of this Moedim, this appointed time. You can use the website and sow it at www.restoredministriesint.org. You can use the Zelle and go from your account straight into the ministry account using the restored M-I-N-I-N-T-L at gmail.com. Or if you want to get the prophet's reward, you can sow directly into the hand of the prophet at $MDBryant. That's my, because I am the priest and the prophet over this ministry. And when you sow those seeds into my hand, the Bible says that I will declare that the blessing will rest in your house. Ezekiel 44:30. See, this is what you got to do. See, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. So God has appointed. He's come down to receive your worship. Sowing seed is worship unto the Lord. You worship God in your giving. Oh, come on now. You're honoring the Lord with your substance and the first fruit of all your increase. See, when you do this, you're doing seed time and harvest. Genesis 8:22. That's what God's kingdom is built on. But you cannot receive a harvest without first sowing seed. Father, I thank you, Lord God, as they sow their seed from the north, south, east, and west, you're going to cause men to give unto their bosom. Father, I thank you right now that as they sow their seed, you are causing them to come out of debt. You're causing them to come out of sickness, disease, and infirmity. Father, you are causing them to come out of confusion and anxiousness and worry and fear, doubt, and unbelief. And Father, you are activating faith. Oh, glory, Hisha. Woo! You are activating the power of the word of God. And Father, you said, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. And Father, I count it done. And everyone type, it is so. Listen, don't miss the rest of this week. Listen, it's your time. It's your season. Favor is going to be activated in your life. But you must do first things first. You must get your seed in the ground. Thank you for joining in. Be blessed.